GOP run Senate kills minimum wage increase, by David Espo, Washington App. The Republican-controlled Senate smothered a proposed election year increase in the minimum wage Wednesday, rejecting Democratic claims that it was past time to boost the $5.15 hourly pay floor that has been in effect for nearly a decade. The 52-46 vote was 8 short of the 60 needed for approval under budget rules, and came one day after House Republican leaders made clear they do not intend to allow a vote on the issue, fearing it might pass. The Senate vote marked the ninth time since 1997 that Democrats there have proposed, and Republicans have blocked, a standalone increase in the minimum wage. The debate fell along predictable lines. Americans believe that no one who works hard for a living should have to live in poverty. A job should lift you out of poverty, not keep you in it, said Senator Edward M. Kennedy, D-Mass. He said a worker paid $5.15 an hour would earn $10,700 a year, almost $6,000 below the poverty line for a family of three. Kennedy also said lawmakers' annual pay has risen by roughly $30,000 since the last increase in the minimum wage. Republicans said a minimum wage increase would wind up hurting the low-wage workers that Democrats said they want to help. For every increase you make in the minimum wage, you will cost some of them their jobs, said Senator Johnny Isakson, of Georgia. He described the clash as a classic debate between two very different philosophies. One philosophy that believes in the marketplace, the competitive system, and entrepreneurship. And secondly is the argument that says the government knows better and that top-down mandates work. The measure drew the support of 43 Democrats, 8 Republicans and 1 Independent. 4 of those 8 Republicans are seeking re-election in the fall. Democrats had conceded in advance that this attempt to raise the minimum wage would fare no better than their previous attempts. At the same time, they have made clear in recent days they hope to gain support in the coming midterm elections by stressing the issue. Organized labor supports the legislation, and Senator Chris Dodd, D. Connecticut, said that contrary to some impressions, most minimum wage workers are adults, not teenagers, and many of them are women. When the Democrats control the Senate, one of the first pieces of legislation we'll see is an increase in the minimum wage, said Kennedy. His proposal would have increased the minimum wage to $5.85 beginning 60 days after the legislation was enacted, to $6.55 one year later, and to $7.25 a year after that. He said inflation has eroded the value of the current $5.15 minimum wage by 20%. With the help of a few rebellious Republicans, House Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee succeeded in attaching a minimum wage increase last week to legislation providing funding for federal social programs. Fearing that the House would pass the measure with the increase intact, the GOP leadership swiftly decided to sidetrack the entire bill. I am opposed to it, and I think a vast majority of our rank and file is opposed to it, House Majority Leader John Boehner, of Ohio, said Tuesday. Pressed by reporters, he said, there are limits to my willingness to just throw anything out on the floor. On Wednesday, his spokesman, Kevin Madden, said Boehner has told fellow Republicans the House will have to deal with this some way. He said no decisions had been made. While Democrats depend on organized labor to win elections, Republicans are closely aligned with business interests that oppose any increase in the federal wage floor or would like changes in the current system. Senator Mike Enzie, of Wyoming, chairman of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, offered an alternative that proposed a minimum wage increase of $1.10 over 18 months, in two steps. The increase was coupled with a variety of provisions offering regulatory or tax relief to small businesses, including one to exempt enterprises with less than $1 million in annual receipts from the federal wage and hour law entirely. The current exemption level is $500,000, and Republican document noted the amount had lagged behind inflation. Additionally, Republicans proposed a system of optional flex time for workers, a step that Tenzi said would allow employees, at their discretion, to work more than 40 hours one week in exchange for more time off the next. Unions generally oppose such initiatives, and the Republican plan drew 45 votes, with 53 in opposition.